In July, we said Atlanta's price was a bet against a knee, the longest division odds in the South for the roster we called its best on paper, with the entire 7-9 win distribution hanging on Michael Penix's training camp clearance. We also said the bridge scenario had to be spoken out loud. If the knee wasn't right in September, this becomes a Tua team. The clearance didn't come, and the bridge scenario is assembling itself in the daily practice reports. The facts from camp's opening day set the frame. Kevin Stefanski said the morning of the first practice that Penix was not cleared for team drills, individual periods, and 7-on-7s only, exactly his status from May's OTAs, and declined to put any date on full clearance, per Mark Raimondi's ESPN reporting and the team's own website. Penix's own words carried the whole situation in three sentences. "To be honest, I've been feeling really good. I feel like I can do everything, but I have to still be smart about it. I can't afford to have somebody trip and fall and land on me right now." The same Wednesday, the quarterback room shed a layer and grew one in the space of hours. Tua Tagovailoa was held out with a back issue that flared. "Not long-term," Stefanski insisted. "Sooner than later." Trevor Siemian was released with an injury settlement, and Cooper Rush was signed off a Tuesday night flight from Dallas, so abruptly that, per Raimondi, his agent told him mid-workout to stop and head to the airport. For those first days, the 11-on-11 reps belonged to Rush and an undrafted rookie, Jack Strand. That is what no update on Penix looks like in practice plan form. 2 weeks on, the room has stratified. Tua returned to 11-on-11 work at the first padded practice, per the Falcoholics' daily coverage, and by Friday was taking the bulk of the work in 7s, 11s, and red zone drills with the probable first team, in the Beat's phrasing, with Raimondi's Saturday Night File calling it his best practice of camp. The Falcoholics' Friday read said it plainly. Barring a back setback, expect Tua to start next week's preseason opener. Penix, meanwhile, has stayed in the 7-on-7 lane, where the file is thin and mixed by the Beat's own honest accounting. The Falcoholics' charting of an early session had him completing one pass, wrapped in every appropriate caveat about a quarterback not planting on full weight, while Friday brought his best throw of camp, a touchdown to Drake London through excellent Xavier Watts coverage. Stefanski has said starters will play the first and third preseason games, with the Indianapolis joint practices carrying the starters' load before game two. Every one of those structural decisions gets easier to read if you assume the September quarterback is the one currently taking the probable first-team reps. The week's other news split the ledger cleanly. The good? Atlanta extended Bijan Robinson, the league's scrimmage yards leader, locked up mid-camp, per the Falcoholics' Day 6 coverage, days after extending left guard Matthew Bergeron and rookie slot receiver Zachariah Branch, has been the position group standout of camp by the Beat's running account. Exactly the kind of August that makes a preview's best skill talent in the South line age well. The bad, edge Jalen Walker was injured at the first padded practice. And while Stefanski would only say he was disappointed, and that Walker will be back, the Falcoholics' read was blunt. Don't expect it to be this season. For a pass rush already planning around James Pierce's unresolved legal situation, losing a young edge in week one of camp is the exact wrong room to get thinner in. The one that matters is the calendar arithmetic the preview set up. Atlanta opens at Pittsburgh on September 13th. Penix's path to starting that game now requires, in order, full medical clearance that has no announced date, then his first team drill rep since November, then winning a job from a veteran who is currently running the offense, and, per the Beat, playing his best football of the summer. None of those steps is impossible. All of them have to happen in about 5 weeks, and the man himself is still telling reporters he can't risk someone falling on him. Does the July framing hold? Complicated. The roster half of the preview keeps strengthening. Bijan and Bergeron locked up, Branch emerging, the skill core intact. But the preview's central mechanism was a distribution hanging on a camp clearance, and the clearance is now 10 days late with no date attached. The honest update is that the bridge quarterback floor we described is no longer the downside scenario. It's the operating assumption of the practice schedule. That doesn't break the 7-9 range. Tua's structure fit under Stefanski was always the respectable version of the floor. But it moves the mass toward the bottom of it. What would change it? Whether Penix takes a single team drill rep before the Indianapolis joint practices, and who starts the preseason opener, both checkable within the week. We'll check Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.